from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. A group of students is studying the idea of access as a human right. They paired up with storytellers between the ages of 75 and 88 with just one task. Share about a time you lost access. The questions the students were hoping to answer was, who has access, who doesn't, and what do those answers mean for the community we live in? Now, this project is part of the City Club of Boise's 9th Annual Marilyn Schuler Human Rights Forum, which will take place tomorrow afternoon at JUMP in Boise. So joining us now to talk more about the project are Neva Geisler, Community Engagement and Development Director of City Club, Asha Muhingi, a student at the College of Western Idaho, and Ed Keener, a longtime activist and founder of Kessler Keener Foundation. I want to welcome all three of you to the program.
Thank you.
Neva, let me begin with you. Where did this idea come from to focus on access?
Thank you for the question, and thank you for the opportunity to be here and share a little bit more about this. So City Club is a nonpartisan nonprofit that brings people together for community conversations that are rooted in civility about important and often complex issues. And the Marilyn Schuler event is one opportunity to do this. Marilyn was a longtime City Club board member, and she served as the director of the Idaho Commission on Human Rights for about 20 years. She had an illustrious body of work around human rights and advocacy. She was the co-founder of the Idaho Anne Frank Human Rights Memorial. She was also instrumental in getting public kindergarten statewide. So this event is an opportunity to celebrate her work and her life and her legacy.
And with that said, Neva, can you talk a little bit about this idea of focusing on accessibility as a human right?
Yeah, I'll let Asha speak to that.
Okay, so Asha, yeah, if you could talk to us about that, because my understanding is that you and other students actually put this whole forum together, and this is the focus of that forum.
Yes, the idea definitely came later as we were brainstorming the issues that we see in our community and realizing that for all those issues, something that was a result of it was the fact that a lot of it was due to a lack of access that wasn't being provided for a lot of the people in the community, whether it was for the young adult or for elders in the community. There seemed to not be a lot of opportunities for people to engage. And so This is how we kind of started talking about, oh, we think that accessibility is something that many people don't have here in Idaho. So kind of focusing and honing in on that, a lot of students felt that this would bring about more stories of that nature to the table to talk about issues that are important in our community.
And Asha, my understanding is that the students were paired with people who are in the ages between 75 and 88, and you were paired with Ed. So did you know Ed before this project got started?
Absolutely not. It was our first time meeting ever a couple of weeks ago, so all of this was new. Sharing stories and creating an environment where anything is possible and anything can be talked about was really new to me. So having a place where both of us can sit down and ask ourselves, so what is your story? What is the time you felt like you lost access was really unique, but also just significant in moving forward and bringing that discussion that's necessary. I never met Ed, but his story was very powerful and taught me a lot about just the differences we can have, but at the end of the day are just very easy to bridge that gap when we sit down and share our stories together.
So, Ed, I know that folks were asked to describe a time when they lost access. So can you tell us the story that you had for Asha in regards to how this impacted you?
Sure. First, I'll say that it was really an honor and fun to work with Asha. She's a really brilliant young woman and very determined. So my story is out of the information and knowledge that I never received when I was in school. And it is only, and I'm 79, and so it was like 70 years without knowing a whole lot of what happened in the United States. But I have been a teacher and a pastor, and both of those professions, it is really important to have truth, to tell truth, to know truth. And that what I didn't receive was the theft of land from our Native American peoples on this continent, and then the theft of labor from black and brown bodies, which really made this country and gave me a lot of privileges that for most of my life I thought maybe I had earned them myself, but I see that's not true. I had a lot of help.
And with that said, Asha, what did you learn from Ed's story?
I learned a lot. One is that putting in effort is hard, but it's necessary when it comes to trying to break down the barriers that are really polarizing our nation, as we can see right now. There is a lot of important dialogue that needs to happen when it comes to people of color as well as their counterparts in trying to learn each other's cultures and embracing it. There is a lot of things that are in our history that the United States is not proud of, but it's important to not just sweep it under the rug, but kind of just bring it at face value and call it out for what it is and then learn from each other. And that way we can just kind of break down that animosity. And for me to hear Ed saying that was really comforting, because for a lot of people, such as myself, being a woman of color, it feels frustrating sometimes to not hear the things that are happening in our government whatsoever. But Ed is brilliant and just a very smart person. I can hear his stories about his making friends with the Native Indian people here and many more about just what he learns. So that's something that I found very profound in Ed's story, and that I feel like is just a way of showing how stories are very impactful in trying to push people to learn more about each other.
And Asha, what were some of the other stories that you and other students heard as part of this project?
Yeah, so I know we listened to another one of our the elders here who shared their stories. They'll be at the event. Her name is Betty. She talked about a health scare she had and how thinking about the fact that if she ends up having a health care, that could be something that will be unplanned and kind of take a toll on her family, but that's something that she should plan ahead so that her family doesn't have to worry about her. And also from the students, some of them talked about a time when their parents were going through a separation once. And then another from our student, Mia, she moved and came here in Boise from another city. And so that move was really hard for them because they weren't able to really be prepared to leave their life behind, and many more stories of just leaving and being in a new place or unfamiliar place, going through struggles with health, family members, and many other stories that are very vulnerable. You don't hear every day unless you're in a place where you can actually exchange these stories, such as the story exchange.
Mm-hmm. And Ed, ultimately, what has it been like for you to be able to not just share this story with Asha, but, you know, to really think more about access and accessibility?
Well, it's great to be able to share with a young person. I love talking to young people. And Asha is a very good listener and very articulate. So it's very rewarding. Sharing one story is both personal, but it can be an exciting experience to be able to do that. So one of the keys for the story sharing is that after Asha told her story to me, I then was responsible to tell her story in first person. So I said, "Hello, I'm Asha, and here's my story." That caused me really to get inside of her story, to become part of her story, and to listen better than I usually listen.
And Neva, what's it like for the City Club to not only hold this forum every year, it's your ninth year, but to have students, young people, so deeply involved? I mean, to the point of, you know, picking out the theme of this whole event.
Mm-hmm. This whole event really has been driven by a team of student leaders who are just really outstanding, engaged individuals. And I think that this really honors Marilyn's legacy because she was an advocate of young people, and she believed in the power of what young people could do when they were trusted and when they were empowered to do so.
And Neva, before we wrap up, tell us a little bit more about the forum. And, you know, as I mentioned, it's tomorrow. It's at Jump. Is it open to the public?
It's open to the public. It's at Jump. Doors open at 4:30. Our program will begin at around 5:15. At the event between 4:30 and 5:15, we're having a small resource fair of nonprofits who are active in our community, a lot of whom address this issue of access, which again is a really broad topic, but it covers so many different areas: access to healthcare, mental health care, housing, transportation, open spaces. And then we'll hear from the students in our program, and we'll hear from Ed and Asha and about the experience of sharing their stories, and also about the experience of deep listening and how listening at City Club, we say things happen when people start talking and listening, how deep listening really makes way for empathy. And that is really how we make connection.
Well, I want to thank all of you for taking time today to talk with us more in depth about this. We've been speaking with Neva Geisler. She's the Community Engagement and Development Director of City Club of Boise. Asha Muhinge, a student at the College of Western Idaho, and Ed Keener, a longtime activist and founder of Kessler Keener Foundation. They will be talking about their project tomorrow at Jump in Boise as part of the City Club of Boise's 9th Annual Marilyn Schuller Human Rights Forum. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.